On Some Dinners at Paris by William Makepeace Thackeray. Some few words about dinners, my dear friend, I know your benevolent mind will expect. A man who comes to Paris without directing his mind to dinners is like a fellow who travels to Athens without caring to inspect ruins, or an individual who goes to the opera and misses Jenny Lind singing. No, I should be ungrateful to that appetite with which nature has bountifully endowed me, to those recollections which render a consideration of the past so exquisite an enjoyment to me, were I to think of coming to Paris without enjoying a few quiet evenings at the Trois Frères, alone with a few dishes, a faithful waiter who knows me of old, and my own thoughts. Undisturbed by conversation, or having to help the soup or carve the turkey for the lady of the house, by the exertion of telling jokes for the entertainment of the company, by the ennui of a stupid neighbour at your side to whom you are forced to impart them, by the disgust of hearing an opposition wag talk better than yourself, take the stories with which you have come primed and loaded out of your very mouth, and fire them off himself, or audaciously bring forward old Joe Miller's and get a laugh from all the company, when your own novelties and neatest impromptus and mows pass round the table utterly disregarded. I rejoice, sir, in my mind, to think that I should be able to dine alone, without rivals to talk me out, hosts or ladies to coax and wheedle, or neighbours who, before my eyes, as they have often done, will take the best cutlet or favourite snipe out of the dish as it is handed round, or to whom you have to give all the breast of the pheasant or capon when you carve it. All the way in the railroad and through the tedious hours of night, I whiled away such time as I did not employ in sleeping, or in thinking about Miss Brown, who felt, I think, by the way, some little pang in parting with me, else why was she so silent all night, and why did she apply her pocket handkerchief so constantly to her lovely amethyst eyes? All the way in the railroad, I say, when not occupied by other thoughts, I amuse the tedium of the journey by inventing little bills of fare for one, solitary Barmecide banquets, which I enjoyed in spirit and proposed to discuss bodily on my arrival in the capital of the kitchen. "Monsieur will dine at the table d'hôte," the lacquey de place said at the hotel whilst I was arranging my elegant toilette, before stepping forth to renew an acquaintance with our beloved old city. An expression of scornful incredulity shot across the fine features of the person addressed by the lacquey de place. "My fine fellow," thought I, "do you think I am come to Paris in order to dine at a table d'hôte? To meet 24 doubtful English and Americans at an ordinary? Lucullus dines with Lucullus today, sir." Which, as the lacquey de place did not understand, I added, "I never dine at table d'hôte except at an extremity." I had arranged in my mind a little quiet week of dinners. Twice or thrice, thinks I will dine at the Frere, once at Berry's, once at the Café de Paris. If my old friend Voisin, opposite the Assumption, has some of the same sort of Bordeaux which we recollect in 1844, I will dine there at least twice. Philippe's in the Rue Montorgueil must be tried, which, they say, is as good as the Rocher de Cancale used to be in our time.